Dici, cosa hai imparato in questo momento?
Welcome to Keeping It Real with Frankie D, in a real Italian-American podcast, and I am your host, Frankie D, and today I'm on the beautiful campus of Loyola University in Chicago, the Lakeshore campus in Rogers Park, right on the lake. It's a gorgeous setting. I'm in the Italian classroom with the Italian professor and students, and this is a wonderful day to be here. Welcome to the show, la professoressa Anna Clara Ionta.
Grazie, Frank.
And the students. Thank
and
you.
And my students, yes.
Yes.
Anna Thank Clara. Thank you for having us.
You are a legend here at Loyola, is that correct?
I've been here for 30 years, maybe.
30 years at Loyola.
Old here.
Okay, tell me about your background. Where are you from in Italy?
I'm Italian, from the Gulf of Gaeta, that is in between Rome and Naples. Actually, you take the train from Rome, you go through my hometown, that is called Scauri.
Now, are you in the Lazio region?
Certo, Lazio.
Okay,
yes.
And how far from Lazio. Rome, more or less?
150 kilometers south.
South of Rome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I studied in Rome, I graduated in classic...
La Sapienza?
La Sapienza. It La Sapienza. Was the only one.
Oh, is that it? Okay.
At my time, it was okay. Only one university okay. in Rome. And then one day I came and I was supposed to be here in the United States for 3 years. So this is now my 38th year.
So you trained to be a teacher,
si,
an
exactly.
Italian teacher
yeah.
of the Italian language.
Correct.
Okay, but yes. When you came here, you weren't planning on staying?
No, I wanted to go back to Italy after 3 years. It was a nice experience to do. Why not?
Okay.
And instead, the life decided to tell me, no, you're going to stay.
You're going to stay here.
I go to Italy 3-4 times a year, though. So I cannot say...
3-4 times a year you go to Italy?
Yeah.
It's a hell of a job to have here. Okay. Okay, 30 years you have taught at Loyola University.
Yeah.
And you teach, do you teach Italian like 100 all the way to
yes.
the advanced?
Language, culture, literature, whatever.
Okay.
Of course, my, I would say love is to teach language.
The language. Okay.
So this is what is always my expertise, number one, and number two, it is my goal to... promote the Italian language and Italian culture and share my passion for my language.
Okay, so when you get the students in, the 100 students,
the beginners.
Yeah. They know nothing, I'm assuming.
Absolutely.
Absolutely
yes.
nothing. No. They're very
I mean, they have an idea, of course, pizza, cappuccino, latte grande. Yeah, some words, of course.
So nothing beyond Domino's and Starbucks.
No, exactly.
Okay. And then, are they enthusiastic? Are they?
I must say that, yes. Italian is always a language that I think every single one wants or would like to learn.
You think that?
I think so.
I would like to think that, but I don't know how true
I
that
think
is.
It's one of the most, first of all, it's the fourth language most studied in the world.
Is it?
Yes. And so we are, I think, at a good
Did level. You just make that up or is that true?
No, it's true.
Okay. I don't know if you're trying to impress us.
In the world.
Okay. Fourth language studied in the world.
Yes.
That's impressive.
And Loyola has a long tradition, of course, because of the Jesuit connection to Italy, and also because we do have a center in Rome, the Rome Center, John Felice Rome Center, where our students from Loyola go for a semester or 1 year studying there.
Okay, so now do they have to take a beginning Italian to be able to go to the Rome Center?
They can, there is a combination. You can start in Rome and continue here, you
okay.
can start here, continue in Rome, so there okay. is this flow,
okay.
of course.
Okay. Now, the students that start, the beginners, is there a big percentage that go on and continue studying Italian, or is it a lot just take the beginning class and then...
If you ask the students, they will always answer, yes, I would love to continue studying Italian. Unfortunately, they are pressed or invited or advised to study other things. Yet, their interest is always there. I would even say the love for the language is always there. And today I have we have here all my students that are in the fifth semester of Italian, and they can themselves tell you why they continue studying Italian.
And I would love to hear that. And I want to just say, as an older person, sitting in this room looking at the lake with this lady studying Italian, it doesn't get better than this. Trust me, enjoy these days, these months, these years, because this is wonderful.
It is true, because especially in this level, we speak only Italian, and it's a full immersion indeed in the language as well, in the culture. Some of them have already been in Italy, so they also have another perspective on Italian and in Italy itself.
Okay.
So it is a little immersion, I would say.
Okay. Let me... an Italian American student here. Who's an Italian American student? And
Chiara.
What's your name?
Chiara.
Okay. And you're 100% Italian?
Well, half. I'm half.
You're half Italian.
My dad is from Sicily.
Okay. Well, and have you been to Italy?
Yeah, several times.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I actually spent my freshman year at the Rome Center.
You did?
We have a Rome Star program here, and I was part of that.
And you spent the year there, or two semesters?
Yep.
Wow, that's great. How was that experience?
It was at first hard, but it ended up being incredible because I've always been so focused on my Italian culture and heritage.
Okay.
And I finally was able to be there for an extended period of time. That's what I've always wanted in my whole life, rather than like 2 weeks here.
Right. Yeah. What part of Sicily is your father from?
Right near Catania, a small town called Giada.
Okay.
Over on the coast.
Okay. Yeah. So it was in the beginning it was difficult, you said, when you first got there?
In the beginning, yes, because it was freshman year. Freshman year, I flew off to Rome.
So they let you go freshman year?
Yeah.
Right? I'm surprised.
Huh. Yeah.
Okay.
A handful of freshmen get to do that.
Okay. Yeah. And did your Italian language skills just erupt after a year there? Or I assume you were there for like 8-9 months?
I was there for 11 months.
11 months straight.
Yeah. Other people went home for the breaks, but I went down to Sicily to spend time with my family there.
Okay.
And my language, it got better, but I also learned I didn't know as much as I thought I did.
Okay, I can relate to that because I too studied at the Rome Center. It was my second trip to Italy. And you know what I learned my very first trip to Italy? Mm. I wasn't really Italian.
Yes.
My whole life, what are you? I'm Italian. Mm. I'm from Harlem Avenue. I'm 100% Italian. I'm Italian. And then I got to Italy and I'm like, wait a minute. I'm not Italian like them, but I realize also, you know, I'm an Italian American. I have the American passport. I'm not Italian, but I'm kind of in the middle.
That is just fine. Of course you want to be Italian-American because
yes.
You were born here, you went
yes.
to school here. But this doesn't mean that you also want to know more about your heritage.
Absolutely
and
not.
Study
Absolutely
and
not.
Go deeper into the traditions of your family, the history of Italy, whatever is going on in Italy right now. This is extremely
important. Well, put it this way. I mean, just because like my show is called Keeping It Real, I am real. Mm-hmm. I don't put on a show. Hey, I didn't come here on a boat. I was born in Chicago. But like your teacher said, no, I was ready to live in Italy. After the Loyola campus, I loved it.
Same.
I loved it.
I try to go back as much as I can.
And that's great. And as I say, as an older person, believe me, go now because life will get in the way when you're older.
Mm-hmm.
So naturally, when you came back, you would continue studying Italian.
Oh, yeah. I want to be fluent. I need to be fluent.
Okay.
That's
a goal of yours.
Yes.
Good for you.
Because my dad was learning English while I was young, so he never taught us Italian.
Okay.
So we have to learn Italian.
That's great. Good for you. Because it's important. Because without being able to communicate, when you can communicate, you can talk to the people. When you talk to the people, you learn. Mm-hmm. You learn what makes them tick. You learn what makes them happy and what's sad and their customs. And if you can't communicate at all, that's hard to do. Yeah. Then we're reduced to the food thing.
Thanks.
You know, we had a pizza together.
Good.
Yes. A non-Italian American student who would like to talk.
Stephanie.
Okay. Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Okay, so now this is, how many years did you study Italian? Third year?
This is my third year.
You didn't have it in high school.
I did.
Oh, you did?
I took it for 2 semesters in high school just because it was a language requirement.
Okay.
But
you didn't have to when you came here, so what made you study this language when you came here?
I've always liked the language. When I was younger, I didn't understand what they were saying whenever I saw it on TV, but I like how lively it was.
Mm-hmm.
It reminded me a lot of Spanish,
okay.
which is my first language.
Oh, okay.
And I thought maybe it'd be like in one of the easier languages, since it is very similar.
Sure.
So I took it, I fell in love with it, so I continued studying it.
Really? Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's great. Anybody else, any different experience for studying Italian? Or
no.
Yes, go ahead.
So my name is Noah. The reason I study Italian is actually because of an appreciation of the history of Italy. Because I come from... my family does have, like, Italian roots. If you trace back far enough, mm-hmm. being so that, I'm from the Chicago area. But, my interest was just on the history because I love studying the Roman Empire, the Renaissance particularly. And being able to speak the language and read the literature and then learn about how the culture has evolved into today... that was something too priceless to pass up, and then Loyola is such a good place to study it. So
that's great, and it is. That's true. No, I applaud. I mean, personally, because I am, I think every Italian American should study it and should try to learn a little bit. But I applaud the non-Italian Americans because you appreciate it probably much more than the Italian Americans, because the ones that don't study it. Okay, because you can see, obviously, that you have a love for it and the beauty of it, so that's great.
Maybe John?
John, what would you like to say?
I guess I noticed Italian, not even noticed Italian, but when I was a young boy, mm-hmm. My dad would actually teach a summer program at a campus, like JFRC, but for a different university.
Okay.
In Rome.
In so, Rome? Your in father Rome. Taught?
Yeah, so it was... 4 or 5 weeks every summer between the ages of like 6 and 11.
And you got to go with them?
Yeah, and I got to go, and that was I was too young, and it was too short an amount of time to learn any Italian. But it means that somewhere along the line, this emotional, nostalgic connection to Italy formed. Where when I hear Italian or see pictures of ruins or see pictures of streets of Rome, for example. That was somehow connected with my childhood. And it felt like I had roots there somehow.
That's great.
So I took French in high school, and I'm fluent in French now. So I thought, I got to go back to my roots.
That's wonderful. That's great. That's Do you plan on going to the Rome Center?
Yeah, I'll be there next fall.
Oh, you will?
Yeah.
One semester or two?
One semester. But that's I great. Hope to get there a couple months early and visit some friends near Naples and... Mm. Torino.
That's
yeah.
That is wonderful. Great, great. So, professoressa, dimmi qualche cosa del passato, delle cose che hai fatto.
Allora, a Chicago ho fatto tante cose.
Dimmi uno.
Ho insegnato e mi è piaciuto.
Okay. But other besides just teaching in here, other programs or other events or.
I do. Teach and lead immersion days and immersion classes with Casa Italia. The first 7 years I was working with the Italian Consulate and the Italian Cultural Institute. I still
now that's
something.
More with adults though?
With
not
adults.
Students?
Si.
Okay.
Still today I did some presentations for the Sicilian American Cultural Association.
Oh, okay.
Actually, I want to thank them because recently they honored me with the Medal of Merit.
Is that right?
Yes.
Wow, okay.
Grazie.
All right. That's great.
So this was my idea when I came. I said, I want to be close to my community. Even though I was, not supposed to do anything else than teaching at Loyola University or whatever, I always did something for my Italian American. I'm very close.
And that's wonderful. Do you find it to be like a struggle though? Like, do you think that there is the desire out there, or are we constantly like saying, you should be proud and you should study it and you should know the language?
Let me say something.
Please.
Yes, I think every single one is very proud to be Italian. But with the newer generations, this is now the third, the fourth generation, we need to revamp our tie to Italy. Otherwise, you have an image of Italy that is not real. It's the image that has it's too far away in the memories of the family. That is fine. But if you don't keep the contacts, if you don't go there, if you don't know the language, maybe you can even probably, you might have an Italian passport, but then you don't speak an Italian.
That's very, no good.
It's illogical, I would say,
right.
At minimum. not only, but since it's a language that everybody loves, or the history, as Noah said, it's fascinating, it's appealing, it's so many beautiful things. I think the Italian Americans should be the very first one.
They should be.
Come and learn and absolutely. Be willing to learn more and more.
Earlier, before we started taping, you mentioned that you had asked students one word to describe their ideas of what's Italian or what it means to
comes
be.
To
and the word that comes to my mind is magical.
Magical.
When I went to Italy, I found it to be a magical place. It was just like, I was like walking on the clouds. I just loved everything about it.
Before, I think it's enchanting. There is una malia, an enchantment from Italy, from the art, from the environment, from the countries, from the cities, from the history, from the churches, and the language. That is something.
But having said all that, Italy, if I'm not mistaken, is the fifth largest industrial country in the world. Fifth or seventh?
We lost some positions, but yeah, we have.
What I'm getting at is everyone just kind of like thinks it's just about making pizzas it's a major player in the world.
You know what is a major in industry?
Yes.
How do you say tool?
Tool and die?
Making tools. Everything. How do you say that? I don't know in English.
Go to Home Depot?
Tool. Any kind of tool.
Making tools,
mechanical tools or something. We are big in that, for example.
Absolutely.
Of course, fashion, jewelry. Cars, why not? Yeah.
I think the fascinating thing about Italy, too, is it's not like, okay, yeah, the food is good or they make cool cars. I mean, honestly, and it's a judgmental thing, but it's like the food's not good. It's the best in the world. The cars aren't nice. They're the best in the world. The fashion isn't okay. It's where it comes from, okay? There's many things like that, art and history and the Roman Empire, and it's like this is all, this little country the size of California is responsible for all these things. It's fascinating. And the language is a beautiful language. It's a pleasure to hear it.
Let's spoken see correctly. What the others want to say something.
Yes.
Vincenzo,
tell us. Tell us your thoughts.
Well, I grew up Italian-American. My parents are both from Sicily, right outside of Palermo.
Okay.
And they came here, obviously, hopes of better life for their kids, whatever. But it was a lot harder for me because I didn't grow up. I grew up in Wisconsin, so there wasn't a huge Italian community.
It wasn't near like Kenosha, Racine.
No. It was hour north of Milwaukee.
Okay.
Wisconsin. Yeah. But I just had my family, and it wasn't taught in the schools, wasn't taught in my high school, my elementary school. So I grew up only speaking Italian at first. My grandpa didn't want me to learn any English because he knew inevitably I'd lose the language over time.
Right.
But so I did. In high school, I started taking Spanish, and it was similar. And I would still go to Italy every couple of years to visit, but coming to Chicago and being immersed in like more of an Italian-American community,
okay,
learning the language, it's just like it's all coming back. Like it was still there, but yeah, that's like one of the hardest things for Italian-Americans is like if you don't grow up in a big city like Chicago where you have that sense of community, it's so easy to lose it.
Absolutely.
You can have the last name, you can say you're Italian.
But plus, let's face it, when we're young, we kind of want to be like everybody else. Mm. So like I grew up, everybody was Italian. I mean, it was just everybody, our friends, the neighbors, the doctor, the dentist, the lawyer, the guy who did our taxes, everybody. So you couldn't help but be into this. But like you grew up, if you were like the only one, that's a difficult position to be in.
Yeah.
You know, you're proud, but a lot of these other people are like, hey, and they probably, you know, it's easy to make fun of and when we're younger and stuff like that. So, oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
Daniela.
I'm Italian-American as well.
Okay.
But my experience was more like yours because my family, they live over by Taylor Street in Little Italy.
Oh, okay.
So my grandpa still lives there. So I was always surrounded by other Italian-Americans and we would keep the traditions alive, but still, you know, we'd act as Americans. We usually speak English to each other
sure.
and everything, but we still had those roots and we would always acknowledge that.
Sure. No, that's great. That's great. But you know, the thing is, every day that goes by, we're one day more removed from it. And then as we're talking about generations, I feel like you have to make, now I have children that are teenagers in high school, you have to make a conscious effort. You have to do something to instill this.
Commitment.
You can't just hope and say, well, you know, I hope they grow up Italian. And then one day they're 25 and they're like, you know, mm-hmm. I'm going to go get married and do my own thing. And I, you know, you got to do that when they're young, and you have to, I don't want to say it's a job, but it's definitely, you know, and I always thought, you know, being a parent and seeing, you know, parents, they put so much emphasis into baseball and these kind of things and, you know, playing the sport and speed camps and, you know, strength camps and this and that, blah, blah, blah. And then the kid ends up, by sophomore year, he's not even playing that sport. In high school, mind you. And I always thought, like, if Italian Americans thought to put make it more of a priority and say, okay, I'm going to do something for my child. They're going to go to, I don't know, to this camp, or they're going to go to an Italian program, or they're going to take this class, or do something. Make it a priority. Because the way I look at it, the baseball, that comes and goes. Okay? There's only one Anthony Rizzo. But investing in our ethnic background, in ourselves, that lasts a lifetime. I'm always going to be Italian American. I played baseball. I stopped when I was 12. Okay? Mm-hmm. But to the day I die, I'm an Italian American. So, you know, trying to learn the language and learn the culture and learn the ways is a very important thing. And I wish that, you know, we had more into that. We're shaking our heads, some of the students. I'm not going to speak. Please speak on the podcast.
I actually grew up in Greece.
In Greece?
Yeah. I'm Greek. I just came here for college.
Oh, that's great.
My mother is Italian. So
your mother's
a proud Italian.
Now, she's from Italy, correct?
She's from Italy. Yeah,
where is she from?
Sicily. Palermo.
She's from Palermo.
Yeah.
Wow.
So she taught us how to speak Italian. We would only speak Italian at home.
Really?
So I came here.
How did you learn English?
I actually took private lessons back in Greece because they promote learning how to speak in English and writing. So
okay.
That's how that happened.
Wow, that's a fascinating background.
Yeah.
How did you happen to come to Loyola?
I just decided because I have my uncle and aunt here, and my cousins are here too.
They're on your father's side or your mother's side?
From my mother's side.
Really?
They're all Italian.
Okay.
So it was kind of like a connection to Chicago. And
Is she from Palermo or
yeah,
a town outside? She's from Palermo.
Yeah, but then they decided to move to Greece. That's why
really?
I grew up in Greece. Yeah,
okay.
But she's Italian, and
okay.
We would only speak Italian at home.
Wow. That's very interesting.
Yeah, and I just thought it would be a great idea to choose Italian here at Loyola. It's actually my minor.
Oh,
just
great.
Just because my mother was always telling me to have like a degree in Italian. It's fine. Okay, you can speak Italian, you can write Italian, but it's different having a degree on your hands because you never know what opportunities you can have in the future when it comes to like jobs and
absolutely.
Things like that.
Yes, there are a lot of jobs if one knows Italian. Because there's a lot of importing, exporting, lots of companies. It's not like just for, you know, the way I look at it, I always, when I tell kids to study Italian, at the very least, I say, it's great to know the other language. B, it's kind
of
cool. You can speak in this language. It may not be a job, but it could be a job. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
There are opportunities here in Chicago
if
you do speak Italian, beyond taking this lady's job, because we're not going to do it.
My family's originally from South America, so I kind of have that connection with Spanish and always have...
What country?
Peru.
Okay,
Peru. Yeah, always having loved languages. But what's funny is that as I've been taking these classes, having realized that there have been small connections to Italy all along. Like, we eat panettone every Christmas.
You eat panettone?
Yeah, that's like, you know, and all these little bits of culture, and, you know, I'm a big film lover.
Okay.
To explore... Things that are so tied and rooted in the language has really drawn me to the minor.
And I don't know about Peru, but in Argentina, apparently, like in Buenos Aires, it's like literally like half the population's from Italy is Italian.
Yeah.
And in, I want to say Venezuela, there's a lot of Italians.
Brazil,
there's a lot of Italians. So, wow, that's great.
Yeah.
Boy, this is very international. That really, that's very, it's a very interesting place, yes. And that's what you do. You come to the university and everybody.
And they are all studying Italian.
They're all studying Italian here with La Professoressa. Yes.
Angelica.
I'm Italian American. Both my parents were born in Puglia.
In Puglia, okay.
But they met here, so it's kind of interesting. But for me, like, the most important thing, like, studying Italian and stuff, but.
Did you grow up speaking it or no?
No. I mean, my parents would try and stuff. Like, it was really hard.
What town are they from?
Bari.
But from Bari or from another town?
My mom's from Torremada and my dad's from Trigiano.
Trigiano?
Mm. Yeah.
Your dad's from Trigiano?
Yeah.
Okay, my brother-in-law's from Trigiano.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because in some dialect, would they speak some dialect?
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, my grandparents like all spoke the dialect, so it was like really different compared like from Italian, the dialect version of it. But it was hard to communicate to my grandparents and stuff. So like I would try to learn it, but it's just.
So you never took it in school prior to Loyola?
I never.
Did they offer it at your high school?
No, they did. Only had Spanish.
Really?
German.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But for me, like, the traditions are just, like, really important. Like, in our household, we just, like, keep the traditions going. So, like, when I visit there in the summer, it was so interesting to see, like, all the similar things and stuff. But
so you chose when you came to Loyola, you said, I want to study Italian?
Yeah.
Or did your parents say, like, why don't you study Italian?
No, no. My parents were like, why don't you just keep going to Spanish? Because, like, I had my AP scores from Spanish, so I would only have to take, like, two classes to minor.
Really?
But they're like, if you want to do that, do that. So
that's great.
I really want to feel connected.
Oh, that's wonderful. Good for you. Great, great. Yes.
So I went to Resurrection
High School. Resurrection High School.
On Harlemont.
I live right by there.
Yeah, you do.
About 6 minutes from there, yeah.
And I took Italian there my freshman year. And mainly because I already speak Spanish. I'm first generation to go to college and first generation born in the United States.
Really? Good for you. That's great.
Thank you. Both of my parents are from Mexico.
Okay.
So my mom refused to let me take Spanish.
But you already knew Spanish.
Yeah.
And I mean, I assume even you could probably write a little bit.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Okay.
It works.
Okay.
So she was like, no, you can't take Spanish in high school. So I took Italian. And I didn't think it would last. I thought, you know, take the 2-year requirement.
Okay.
But I ended up falling in love with it.
Did you?
Yeah. And so this is my 9th semester.
Did you take 4 years at RIS?
I took 4 years, honors, and then here, this is my 9th semester.
Wow.
Yeah. It's interesting. And then I kept going with it because I also did theater at my time in high school. And I sing. And so
okay.
I, 2 years ago, I started taking classical music lessons. And that, you know, requires you to sing in different languages. And
sure.
Italian, of course, is very
Are popular. You in the music program here in Loyola?
I'm not.
Okay.
Not for practicality's sake. But okay. I would hope to.
You might.
You might.
I might. Yeah. You know, I'm a baby freshman. I don't know.
Okay. Have you been to Italy ever?
I have not.
Desire to go?
I have all the desire to go, and I'm actually going this summer.
Oh, you're going this summer?
Yeah.
Not through a school program?
No.
Just to visit?
Just to visit. Yeah. My cousin's actually stationed over there in the Navy. So he was like, come.
Oh,
so
good.
Of course he's
okay. Yeah. Any possibilities with the Rome Center? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you would?
Really? I'm going to be there.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's, no, you know what, though? That's great. And the thing is, you know, the 2-week thing, like I know, like if my daughter goes, my kids have been to Italy 3 times already, okay? And it's great. But the 2-week thing, going to the beach and having fun is not going to really change them, okay? When my daughter was little, about 10, she went out there with her grandparents. Now, her grandparents do not speak English, and they have a house still there in Calabria, and they're in a small town up in a mountain, and nobody speaks English. So she went there with them and stayed a little while. And then I believe my wife went later on and picked her up. So she was there like a total for like a little under 2 months. And that made a difference. And believe me, she came back. She already knew how to speak a little bit. But she really came back speaking better. Because when you're forced to in that situation, that's great. You know, that's wonderful. So absolutely. Do we have others?
Gabriela.
Okay, so I'm also not Italian at all. My parents are both from Mexico as well, so I grew up speaking Spanish. In high school, Italian was not an option. We only had Spanish.
That makes me sad.
Yeah, we had Spanish, French. The French program ended up getting cut after my 3rd year, so didn't have too much of an exposure to it until I got to Loyola. And more than anything, it was just like, try something new. I already know Spanish. I have an understanding of French. It seemed like natural.
So you like languages?
I do like languages a lot. And then, again, like, once I started, I fell in love with it.
Really?
I was actually at the Rome Center this past summer, so I spent a little over 2 months there.
Okay.
And
do they teach classes in the summer?
They do, yeah.
Oh, they do?
So I was taking some classes. No language classes, because they were only offering, like, the very basic 101.
Okay.
And I was already at, like, a 104 at that point.
How was that experience?
Italy in the summer is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. I love it, and I wish I could go back. And since then, I've also added a minor in Italian.
Oh, that's great.
It's a little rushed. I'm graduating this year, so next semester I'm doubling up on my classes. But
okay.
I think sometimes I question, I'm like, why am I doing this? Like, I'm not Italian. I don't know how functional it'll be. But like, when it comes down to it, I am passionate. I want to learn the language. And I love the culture. Like, the more I get involved in it, the more I see similarities in like my Mexican culture and the Italian culture, like the values of family and tradition, and they're just very present, which I enjoy. And then to go back to what you were saying earlier about making sure your children are like exposed to it, dedicated to it, I actually volunteer at a program for cultural immersion for children.
Oh, do you?
So I am a classroom kind of assistant in this like 3 to 5 year old group of students that are, the entire class for the hour and a half that they're there is entirely in Italian, and it's like a preschool program.
Where is this, may I ask?
It's in Old Town.
In Old Town?
Yeah.
Oh, it's the new school.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
So it's incredible to see these little 3 and 5 year olds. Most of them are bilingual, so their parents, either one or both of their parents, are from Italy and speak Italian.
Okay.
But just to see, like, these children speak better Italian than I do. Like, they correct me on my Italian. And it's strange to hear them in English after class because the entire time that I'm with them is Italian.
Yes.
So it's like they're learning the basic things you would teach in, like, a preschool for in English. Like, their colors, their numbers, the alphabet, all of that. And they love it. So I think there's definitely programs to keep your kids involved and
that's wonderful.
For
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. Yeah. And that's the best way. That total immersion thing. That's why it's very important. Like, you know, I think about my kids now and it's like, I kind of want to just, after my daughter graduates high school, like send her there for the summer. Cause I think in the long run, it's going to be worth it. You know? So, what is the future hold? Do you have any ideas, any, you know, things that you'd like to accomplish?
I want to keep on doing what I'm doing. I thank all the students who, have you, as you have seen, have this interest cross-cultural, cross-ethnic group. And so I think this is maybe one of the things that we can be proud of. Not only our Italian-American community, as the interest to continue and to study Italian, except also from other countries, and Italian is always a good idea.
Well, it's fascinating that so many students that aren't Italian and they want to study Italian. You have students from other countries.
I have my interpretation for that. In life, not always you have to do things because you there is a pragmatic goal behind it. You do things because they nurture your soul.
Absolutely.
And I think Italian does.
Yes, like Gabriella said, go for it. It. Not everything always makes sense or like it's going to serve this purpose or get me to this. Like this show. Why do I do this show? I don't know. I do it because I love it, because it comes from my heart.
Yes.
Because I enjoy every second of it, because all of this is not putting on, it's not fake. It's just real, and it's, and I'm passionate about it, and it's in my blood and my soul, and I love it. So
the message is to our Italian-American community, yes, keep alive our tradition, our
and the
language.
Bigger message is study Italian.
Study
Italian. Learn the language. And if you are kids and you don't know where to go, say, Mom, Dad, I want to study Italian. Show me where to do it. And if you do study it, keep studying it. Keep studying it. Because you never, you know, I have a dictionary near me and I look, well, how do you say this? How do you say that? I don't know how to say everything, you know. It's great. So, dici qualcosa bella in italiano, qualche frase, qualche...
La parola più bella dell'italiano, secondo me, è la parola insieme.
Insieme.
Che significa, means together. È una parola che riunisce tutta l'idea d'Italia, il nostro volere stare con gli altri, essere così sociali e socievoli, non avere problemi di comunicazione, lo facciamo con i gesti, lo facciamo con l'intonazione della voce, siamo un popolo che ama gli altri e forse ecco perché gli altri ci amano. Secondo me per questo nostro atteggiamento verso la vita e verso gli
Ma
altri.
Di essere italiano vero.
Di essere un italiano
è
vero.
Qua,
cioè di mantenere le tradizioni.
Nella mente, è qua.
Nel cuore.
E pure l'anima.
Sì.
E pure l'anima.
E pure l'anima, sì.
Okay, thank you all. This was
Grazie.
A tremendous experience. What a wonderful opportunity to do this show on the lakefront at Loyola University in Chicago with such great students and the best teacher in the whole wide world. All right, so thank you very much.
Grazie.
I appreciate it.
Ciao.
Ciao, ciao. Everybody have a great, as I always say, have a great Italian-American day.